This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. 2 years ago, the U.S. House passed the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, a bipartisan bill that would have expanded the length of time that immigrant workers with H-2A visas are allowed to stay and work in the U.S. However, the Senate version of that bill, the Affordable and Secure Food Act of 2022, failed to pass late last year, which also killed the corresponding House bill. Chuck Connor is the president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives.
It didn't fail because of anything of substance. It failed because of controversy over border issues and just sort of the whole immigration space, not particularly targeted at farm labor. But we were sort of caught up in all of that. So we're going to be continuing to look for the opportunity when maybe that controversy is settled down a little bit and gives us the opportunity to come in and fix this H-2A program.
Connor says he's concerned that ongoing farm labor shortages will hit the country's ag economy.
You know, there aren't very many dairy barns in America today that can operate strictly on family labor. If you're having to hire virtually any labor today, about the only option for you is to look potentially at foreign labor coming in. And with the current challenges that we face in the H-2A program, for many, that's just not an option.
Ag leaders continue to push lawmakers to revisit and pass similar legislation. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.